This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Iron. We have a special edition of Big Iron today. It's the third day of the show. It's rained 2 out of the 3 days, so today we are referring to this as Big Iron Soup. Welcome to Big Iron Soup. But you know what? It's still fun. It's still all kinds of great equipment and great things. Folks stopping by and seeing us at the Butler Machinery Exhibit, southeast corner of the Big Iron Grounds. We're having a grand old time. Lots of K-Fire listeners, lots of AM 1100 The Flag listeners, lots of KTGO listeners, Dickinson, KLTC, and folks listening all over the Fruity Plain, so we appreciate that very much. All right, what's on your mind? You tell me, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We'll talk some more ag as we have all week, talking about some different ag innovation and things going on a little later on in the program, but I want to know what's on your mind. You know, I want to know what you're thinking about today. Ken Satrick still to come from PetroServe USA. And they're one of our fine sponsors for the Big Iron Show. Ken's going to talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, you can become an owner at PetroServe USA and get some of your purchases back. And they're working on that right now. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Ken, so look forward to that. I'll also talk about... We have an attorney from Rinky Noonan, works with the Ellingson companies, helping folks on water management projects in knowing their rights. And, you know, Levi Otis yesterday talked a little bit about fence line politics. Sometimes you need an attorney in those cases because, you know, a neighbor can say, I don't want you to have that water management because I'm worried about where that water is going to go. So he'll talk a little bit about the water law and how drainage law works in North Dakota versus other states. It is different here. And so you need to know that. Congressman Kelly Armstrong as well checks in, and Shannon Dean from Butler will be here too. So we got that coming up on the program. But as I say, right now, a little time to talk to you about whatever you'd like to chat about here today on what's on your mind. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Hey, Scott, did you see this? Well, let's see. What is this? And I'll answer the question after I see this. North Dakota Corn and Ethanol Industries partner with fuel retailers to offer unleaded 88, a safe, economical, cleaner fuel option. I had not seen this. And evidently this is what? This is coming from ND Corn today, and it was put out today. Says the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council, in coordination with the North Dakota Ethanol Council, is implementing the North Dakota Unleaded 88 Expansion Program. The program's goal is to partner with fuel retailers to provide drivers with unleaded 88, a higher octane fuel containing 15% ethanol and 85% gasoline. Matching grant dollars from the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council will be available through June 30, 2020, to fuel retailers for infrastructure necessary to offer unleaded 88. Interesting. I think, if I understand that correctly, that is essentially saying what previously was known as E15 is now going to be rebranded and known as unleaded 88. And the 88 in the name, probably a lot better than the 15 in the name, right? Because you're thinking, okay, what am I going to pay? What am I going to get? What's the, you know, is it going to be 90? Is it going to be 87? And puts up, front and center. What's the number I'm thinking of? On the fuel, you know, when Todd, you go fill up, and you can go with unleaded. That's like octane. It's the octane level. You know, you want the highest octane for the lowest price, right? That's what you generally do. So, I guess it's the new way to refer to it, new branding. But anyway, thanks for sending that. Gene, appreciate that very much, and welcome others too as well. Todd has also posted some news here that HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson, a good human being, a very good human being, a very, very smart man, nice man. I like Ben Carson a lot. HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson has been cleared as an agency watchdog finds no misconduct in the furniture controversy. Well, good. I'll sleep better tonight now, won't you? The swamp is, you know, unbelievable. The things I'm thinking the same thing about this Alabama forecast on the hurricane. Isn't that this stupid? We're still talking about it. Now they're talking about congressional inquiries about it. Did he use the Sharpie? Did he not use the Sharpie? Did somebody else use the Sharpie? Why did they use the Sharpie? Was there once a forecast that said it was coming, or was it all made up? What, you know?
You just keep throwing as much as you can at the wall because sooner or later something's going to stick. Seems to be the way they operate.
Are you kidding me? Is what I have to say.
Yeah.
You know?
Just keep also, making popcorn. We'll keep making the show, folks.
Yeah, exactly right. So the furniture controversy has ended. Ben Carson is cleared. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that very much.
Have you ever used the words furniture controversy in a sentence in your life?
We're using a Sharpie controversy now, so I guess we might as well have a furniture controversy. Right?
A Sharpie controversy.
Yeah, exactly right. Unbelievable. Do you stand for the flag, sir? Is that what you're telling me? You stand for the flag. You're trading in that Ariat hat for a flag hat. There you go. There you go. Nice and warm. It'll keep you warm. Thanks for stopping by. I'm multitasking here, Todd. I can do a radio show and...
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Hand out hats to five...
So if you... Is it a proud moment for the person who takes down a president in a Sharpie controversy? Is that some sort of bragging rights or something? Sounds pretty weak, doesn't it?
In all seriousness, and I asked this question of our audience today, I mean, I'm starting to see all of that as a good thing. Because I think at some point people are going to go, okay, I didn't really like him, but you know what? Nobody can be that bad. And by the way, look at the country. Look at the economy. Look at what we're doing on the border. At some point, the actual facts, even though they don't get reported, the actual facts, you know, combined with just the overwhelming amount of just stupid, ridiculous. You know, I read a story last night. It was where was it? I forget where I saw it. But it was Pete Wehner. Pete is you wouldn't know that name probably, but he is a Republican operative. Very smart guy. Good writer. Has written over the years for National Review and other places as well. He worked for Karl Rove. He was one of Karl Rove's top lieutenants in the Bush 43 White House. Okay. And Peter has been a never-Trumper, along with some other folks. And I honestly like the man. It's hard not to because he's just very, very, you know, nice and quiet and, you know, reserved. And, you know, there's not a mean bone in his body, okay? So this guy writes a piece about Donald Trump in which he basically says Donald Trump is diagnosable nuts, crazy, whacked out. You know, is narcissistic and, you know, goes through all these kind of disorders nobody's ever heard of before, and this big long piece, and he says he's not fit for the presidency in this piece. And you know what I say when I see something like that? Well, wait a minute. When did Donald Trump get elected? Help me, Todd. 2016, right? Right. He took office in January of 2017. We're right now at the end of 2019, right? So we're coming up here on you know. You do the math, all of 17, all of 18, all of 19, darn near 3 years, he's been president of the United States. So if you say he's not fit to be president, how is it for 3 years, not only has he been president, you have some historic gains in the labor market. You have more people working than ever. You have lowest unemployment rate among African Americans, Asian Americans, women. I mean, you go right down the list, right? You have all kinds. Look at the stock market. Look at the stock market from the day the president was elected, okay? Start there. That's when you saw the Obama versus Trump effect of the stock market. And when it goes from 27 to 26, somebody complains. Are you kidding me? It's going to go up and it's going to go down. But I just think at some point people are going to say this is ridiculous. And the Sharpie controversy with the hurricane and You know, I'd forgotten about the furniture gate with Ben Carson, but we have that now as well.
Furniture gate.
Yeah. Okay, here's Jim, somewhere in Minnesota. Jim, where are you?
On the road by Ross Bay. I got to hear you a little earlier talking about hats and caps. Well, I've got it figured out for you. What's a cowboy put on his head?
A hat?
A cowboy hat.
A cowboy hat.
When you go out to throw the baseball around, what do you put on your head?
A batting
baseball
helmet.
Cap. A batting helmet.
Baseball cap. Okay. I got one more for you.
Yeah, later.
Okay, what's the last meal you eat before you go to bed?
That's my midnight snack. But I think you mean supper. I think you mean supper.
Yes. Everybody calls it dinner. But I got proof that it should be called supper. You got that one fella sitting in the middle of the table, surrounded by 13 other people, and they don't call it the last dinner.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota, seeing corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your wells, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming September auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Harvey, Dickinson, and Flasher, North Dakota, and excellent pasture, crop, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Morton, Emmons, Richland, Rolette, Towner, Griggs, and Stutzman counties in North Dakota, Polk and Travers counties in Minnesota, and Dewey County in South Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At Big Iron today, having a grand time, folks. We really are. And you know what else? There's some summer left. In fact, I'm hoping for an Indian summer. Can I call an Indian summer? I used to remember, isn't that what they called when it would go into fall and be really nice? That's Indian summer, isn't it, Todd? So he's turtling on me now. He's going south. He's like, oh, he stepped in it now. Anyway, here's one surefire way that it'll be warm well into October, and that is if you go over and get some stuff to put on the grill. North Dakota-grown beef. How about that? From our friends at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. They make their own beef jerky. They have a select variety of flavors for you to choose from. They have breakfast links now. Bessie's Best Products there, too. Maybe get a quarter of beef for the winter months. Get your ribeyes, porterhouses for the price of a hamburger. And there's even a greater discount if you say, Scott Hannon sent me in here. By golly, I want a deal. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats next to Dan's Runnings. 625 South Washington Street in Bismarck. We're at Big Iron today, and Brian Schultz joins us. Brian is the general manager, and it has been one terrific show. Everybody you talk to says best ag show of the year so far, and that was with 2 of 3 days. Now we've got a little bit of rain, so it slowed down today, but Brian, I want to talk to you a little bit about how things are going in days 1 and 2. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. We had 2 beautiful days, and, sometimes you just got to go with the punches, what Mother Nature sends to you. But still see some people walking around out there. I'm sure it's not going to be the crowds that we had on Tuesday and Wednesday, but it's people.
No, it's absolutely people. And, you know, the mood is pretty interesting. I mean, people, with everything going on with prices and trade negotiations and everything else, I mean, nobody's been fond of this wet year for the most part. But it helps to have farmers in a pretty good mood when they're coming out to see all the latest and greatest innovations at Big Iron, and they seem to be in a pretty good mood. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, you can tell, as far as us, for when crowds come out here and the happiness of people, just the lines, getting into places, our people movers, you know, for the last 2 days have been completely packed all day long. We've got five of those going around, Peterson Farm Feeds gives us 3 of their big ones that they tootle around the grounds, and Underwood Lions have a couple other ones that we use. So, and then also just looking out on the food concession area, when, that line is up until 2:30 packed, you know, you've got a good crowd going on.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you keep track? I know there's no gate, right? So it's free to get in and everybody come in.
Right.
But a lot of people said they thought the first day was one of the busiest days ever at Big Iron. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, you know, and that's what we kind of judge it with what our vendors say, you know, with the number of clients they have. And also, like I said, with the people movers and the concession lines and stuff like that, we don't have anybody out there clicking as they come and go. I mean, that's sometimes you get 4 or 5 people walking in and out, and, you know, like the Acme people, they've actually got a shuttle service from their building. When you buy a bunch of equipment, they'll shuttle it right out to your car, so that person can come about, you know, 30, 40, 50 times a day. So numbers would be skewed, but, you know, back in the day, and we still kind of go with it, our numbers are about 70 to 80,000 people within 3 days.
Pretty amazing, and a lot of innovation out here. Anything else you want folks to know about the final day of Big Iron?
You know, our plan right now is we'll be going till 4 o'clock unless something changes with the weather. If we get a burst that comes out here with lightning and thunder and stuff like that, we'll maybe look at something. But, you know, we run till 4 o'clock today. Keep in touch with the media. We appreciate you being out there. We'll let you know if something changes. But that's the plan till 4 o'clock today.
Sounds great. Thanks a bunch.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Brian Schultz, General Manager of Big Iron. We're going to chat next with Ken Centric from PetroServe USA, talk a little bit about they've been welcoming people to the neighborhood. They've got stores here. They've got 21 stores all over, so you can come in on your way in, and you can stop there while you're here. Kent, how you doing? Kent, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
How you doing?
Good.
Fantastic. Thanks for chatting with us a little bit today. I would imagine today is a perfect day to get some of that home cooking at PetroServe USA, right? Wow.
We're cooking hamburgers and hot dishes and roaster chicken and hot stuffed pizza and the best cookies in town, so we're ready for the people to come over.
You have some new food choices too, right? You're expanding what you're offering at PetroServe.
Well, we've expanded, yeah. We were rolling out a fresh food concept at PetroServe with those, you know, with the hamburgers and the hot dishes, and you can actually even order an omelet or a made-to-order breakfast, hash browns, at some of our stores. So we're becoming a little bit more of the little town restaurant So that's exciting. And we've also expanded into three new locations in Harwood, North Dakota, just north of Fargo, and then Ada and Yulin, Minnesota.
So Minnesota expansion as well, and of course now 21. Is the number 21? How many total stores?
We actually have 33 stores, Scott.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Yep. And then we also expanded into the propane and residential, commercial, and agricultural fuel and propane business up in the Yulin and Ada and fertile business in that area and the lakes area. So that's new for us and. We hope we don't have it, but it looks like we could have a big corn drying season. So we hope that that this rain quits and it looks like it's going to be 80 degrees 3-4 days next week. That's what we need. But if in case you do need corn drying propane, we've got about 800,000 gallons of storage to start the season. So we've got the largest storage facility in the Red River Valley. And so we'll be ready if you need us.
Tell me a little bit about... Your retiring patron stock right now, and of course PetroServe USA is a co-op, and anybody that does business at PetroServe USA is an owner, right? So tell us a little bit about what's going on right now with the retiring of stock.
Yeah, that's really probably our most exciting news at PetroServe right now. We've been on a big growth pattern over the last 20 years, and over those 20 years. We each year, being a co-op, we retire 100% of the profits back to the customer. And I think for the last 2 years now, I think we're the only cooperative that I know of that's gone to paying out 50% of those profits in cash. And then the other half we keep in the customer's name in stock. And that stock is traditionally paid back at the patron's 70th birthday. But PetroServe has started... For the last 20 years we've been doing this, we retire the stock based upon the year that the stock was earned. So if you did business in 1997, we just retired the years 95, 96, and 97. So we've been, since 1998, we've been averaging 2 years worth of old stock retirement every year. Last year we did 3 years, and our plan is to retire 3 years worth of old stock every year for the next 3 to 4 years. So that's $500,000 in cash back to our patrons every year. And soon, I would say probably within the next 5-6 years, we'll be paying out half of the company's profits in cash. And then the second half will come back to them to be retired in less than 10 years. So really, that's how a cooperative should work. And we're glad that we're doing well financially at PetroServe so we can do that for our patrons.
And if you're shopping at PetroServe USA like I am, if you're filling up with gas, you're buying propane, you're buying 4-for-4 special, you're going to get part of that rebate once you remember. That just takes a quick sign-up, right, Kent?
Yep. We pay for candy bars. We pay patronage or for fuel. And on your way home from Big Iron, why don't you stop and try out some of that E88, unleaded 88, the E15 product.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Emerald City is impeachment, and my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
That's the ranking Republican on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is now meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Congressman Doug Collins says New York Democrat and chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, has called this unnecessary hearing, according to Collins, to keep impeachment in the headlines.
The difference between formal impeachment proceedings and what we're doing today is a world apart, no matter what the chairman
I'm just saying.
Nadler says the investigation will consider allegations of obstruction of justice, self-dealing, and violations of the Emoluments Clause. The Labor Department says around 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Be your pillow because you sleep better. You won't toss and turn. You won't wake up with a kink in your neck. I'd get these baseball-sized knots in my neck from sleeping wrong on a pillow. And the beauty of my pillow, because my buddy Mike Lindell, he designed this, right? He invented this. And he will tell you, actually, part of it was coming from this very fair right here at the Red River Valley Fair and also up at the State Fair. He'd go to different trade shows. And the thing he heard again and again was, why don't you come up with a pillow? I need a new pillow. So he went to work. And the secret sauce of my pillow is it basically adjusts to you. So it has that interlocking foam. And however you sleep, side sleeper, back sleeper, stomach sleeper, whatever, it adjusts to you and your head. So it works. And right now, he has a whole bushel full of things on sale, up to 50% off, mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. The body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. And remember, you get the 60-day money-back guarantee and the 10-year warranty. Great time to buy some gifts. Put them in the closet till Christmas. The body pillow is regular $89.99. It's $29.99. Just click on Radio Listener Special and then promo code Scott. Promo code Scott. Okay. All right. Thanks to Kent Centric from PetroServe USA. And when I was talking to Kent the other day, he told me about they were doing this stock plan right now. And I said, okay, well, I buy my gas from you. I buy, snacks from you. When I need propane, I run over there and get it at PetroServe USA. I've never done that. What do I got to do? Well, literally fill out a form that takes about 2 minutes. And become a member. So that's the important thing. That's the one thing I wanted to make sure that you got in. All right, let's see here. A couple of comments from listeners, and then we're going to chat with our next guest and talk about water management law. Yeah, how about that? Did the Catholic Church come up with some new position on illegal immigration? This listener asks. My wife is Catholic. She was about to leave Mass on Sunday because the priest was preaching that people who are anti-illegal immigration are anti-Catholic. Also heard a report of the Pope saying roughly the same. Any insights? No, I think that, the church is welcoming always, right? But but here's the deal. The church is the church, and it doesn't mean that the United States of America has to do that, right? The church has a position on what they believe should happen, and that doesn't dictate anything other than the beliefs of the church. So I would say it's fair to say the Catholic Church is liberal on immigration issues. As far as somebody illegally here, sanctuary cities, none of that. But it's a good question. I hear it from time to time, and it's worth talking about for sure. So we'll do that coming up. All right, let me bring in a pro on a topic I'm fascinated about, and that is, you know, water management and water laws and the drainage laws, how they are in North Dakota versus other states. Cale Van Bruggen is here. He's an attorney with Rinke Noonan. They're experts at this. They spent a lot of time in North Dakota talking to a lot of folks about water law and how drainage works right here. How are you, Cale?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, Scott. It's a really good day to talk about water law management today.
Isn't it, though? Yes, we need a little water management right now, right here.
I've been driving around the state the last couple of days, and the road ditches are full, and the field ditches are full, and I'm a little concerned going in saturated to the winter here this year.
And nobody would argue with you today. They'd just say, you're right, fix it, right? Just fix the darn problem. Levi Otis was on with us yesterday, and he talked a little bit about fence line politics. And I think what he meant by that is, you know, this neighbor says, gosh, I want what these guys are selling. That neighbor says, no, you can't. How does that work? That doesn't sound like private property rights, right?
Right.
Is North Dakota a little different than most on this?
Actually, on this issue, Scott, North Dakota is the same as a lot of our farm-producing states in the Midwest. And when we talk about water law, I mean, this is the core. This is the base of where it starts. And it's actually a set of principles that judges made when drainage started closer to the early 1900s down in our southern corn-producing states. So on this issue, you know, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota is very similar. And the base of it is this. As one of the many rights you have as a property owner in each of these states, one of them is the right to manage your water and to rid your land of excess water.
That's law.
That's law. But there's a caveat there. The manner in which you do it has to be reasonable. Great word for attorneys.
Oh,
not a good word for the regulated community.
That money's made you a lot of money, that word, right? Wow.
That's right. So, you know, fortunately, the courts and some examples over the years have guided us. But essentially, it's this. You can remove excess water from your property. That's a right you have. But you have to do it in a way that's smart. And you have to be a good neighbor, and you have to find a good outlet and not cause unreasonable harm downstream. Now, if you're the downstream guy and you just don't want the water, if they're putting it in a river, in a water course, in a legal drain, some existing ditch feature, just because it's more water and it's not originating on your own property, that's not a basis in law to object to that water.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Cale, you're certainly welcome. As always, on What's on Your Mind, tell us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text me, 701-367-2054. Todd at 701-226-8503. So good way and bad way to do it.
Right.
Okay? That'll help you define reasonable. Give me an example of a good way.
Well, a good way to do it is always start by planning your system to outlet within the natural watershed. You know, anytime you start, maybe because of distance or cost savings, looking at routing water away that it wouldn't naturally flow when that rainfall hits the surface of the land, you know, you're changing what people's expectations are when they go buy property and changing what that market value is. So the courts, as one of many factors, say we want you to improve your drainage within the natural watershed to the extent that you can do that. Another good way is use the features that are in place. If it's a little bit extra pipe to get to a good natural water course outlet, spend the extra money. Put the water where there's capacity downstream to hold the water that you're sending at the timing that you're putting it there. Another good thing to look at is, you know, everyone's got to share in the water budget load. If the benefit to you doesn't exceed what that harm is that you're causing downstream, then the courts say, you know, don't do it. Look for other options. And then finally, you know, just a good rule of thumb. This isn't law, but I always tell people, clients that come in, they call and say, how I'm having this fence line issue, how to resolve it. I'll tell you, the money that you spend on cooperating and managing your water together with your neighbor, whether you're upstream or downstream, is always going to be more certain and cheaper than what you'd spend on an attorney fighting another attorney in court talking about what's reasonable and unreasonable.
So you're sitting at this kitchen table saying, how should we do this?
That's right.
You don't like this any better than I do.
Yep. Bring over your best coffee, your best six-pack of beer, and sit down with them at their table and say, let's work on this together. It's always a good place to start.
What are some of the stories you're trying to help people avoid? What are the pitfalls? What are the things that you end up having to fix a mess?
Yeah, well, right now, a lot of the changes or the new things that we're seeing are on the regulation side. You know, the property law has been the same for many years, but certainly the regulations evolve over time and changes in administration. Right now on the federal level, when someone calls and says, hey, I'm doing a drainage project, we talk and start with the property rights, but then we move on to say, all right, are you enrolled in the farm program? Do you get federally subsidized crop insurance? If you do, there's some rules in place that are enforced by the NRCS that you have to respect and the way you design your plan to not convert actual wetland acres into cropland. And if you do that, and you've already done it, and now we're fixing it on the back end, it might be a little bit more challenging and more expensive than if we get the information out there first and do some good planning on the front end.
How about water boards? I mean, are they consistently applying North Dakota water law?
Well, we have how many counties in North Dakota? 52, 53. You know, just like states don't consistently apply federal law, even though it's the same law, you know, each county has their different take on how they read those words in the statute, and it gets tough. The permitting law for drain tile started in 2011 with water boards in North Dakota. I think it went well for a couple years. And then we started to see a lot of frustration with the permitting process and just that fence line politics issue, coming to the water board and saying, you know, that's their water, I just don't want it. And county commissioners water board managers who are your neighbors, they go to church with you, having to make those tough calls of, okay, is this really an unreasonable project or is this just someone downstream who's upset and worried about some harm they're not able to quantify? So in 2017, the legislature addressed that downstream landowner issue. And from what I see, you know, it's kind of eliminated a lot of that fence line politics concern in front of the water boards. But I think both landowners and water boards would agree the permitting process itself could still be improved. It's a little bit clunky. People want a streamlined process. They want certainty. Most boards only meet once a month. And if you turn in an application right after a meeting, and you have to wait a month to find out your application doesn't have anything it should have, guess what? Now you might have to wait another month before that gets approved. So we're always looking at ways to try to come to the middle and cooperate on that stuff, but I think everyone agrees some improvements needed there.
Texture asked the question, why is this easier in Minnesota than North Dakota?
Well, here's the big difference between two states regulation-wise. North Dakota, right now, the permitting process, although some conditions can be attached to permits, part of the process is focused on what's the downstream impact concern to a limited group of landowners that the legislature allows to raise their concern at the water board level. In Minnesota, the process is a design standard. It's not about downstream impact. It's not about neighbor fence line politics. It's a rule that's created by a watershed district with a certain limit that they can't go below. But the rule is saying, look, if your system has a 3/8 drainage coefficient, if you put some riprap to control the erosion at the outlet, if you check these boxes, you get the permit. They also have some taxing authority that allows them to hire staff who can process these things administratively rather than wait for one meeting a month and only look at these things, 12 times out of the year. Things move a little more efficiently.
So, I didn't think of that, but that would be, and the staff is state paid?
The staff county, is paid by taxes within the watershed district that are levied against the land. So
for that staff that is reviewing it throughout the month.
That's right. So that's the trade-off. You know, the taxes property-wise are higher in Minnesota, but that pays for things like this, where an engineer or someone with a little technical expertise then can be paid and delegated some authority to process these things, sometimes within 24 hours for a farmer.
But as far as the ability to manage your own land and do water management, I mean, is it that obviously is a process thing, but otherwise, do I want to do it? You can do it just as much in North Dakota as you can in Minnesota.
That's right. That baseline property right is exactly the same. In fact, the North Dakota Supreme Court said, we're looking to the Minnesota Supreme Court's case that they decided when they set their rules here in our state.
Fascinating. Cale Van Bruggen, attorney with Rinke Noonan. You'll find him at the Ellingson booth until about 4 today, unless they shut down Big Iron sooner. The monsoon comes in. We're close now. Thanks, Cale.
Thanks, Scott.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Springs Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough, and I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But a sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, Spas, and Pool Tables, too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and SchwannBuickGMC.com. Operation Kids Safe safety event is coming up Saturday, September 21st. It's a free event for every family. You get to take home a document that's ready to handle law enforcement in case of an emergency. The founder, Mark Bott, worked with John Walsh of America's Nice. Most Wanted to help start the Amber Alert. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
You too. We're live at Butler Machinery's exhibit at Big Iron. It's our final segment. Todd, are you a little melancholy about that? No. Todd and I do the KFAR Ag Show together. We always have a great time there.
We
Ag
do. Agri
International.
Absolutely.
And we get to do that one, in the same spot. But here I'm out in the rain, and Todd's in the friendly confines of the studio. I want to tell you a little story about the little plumber. The little plumber. You know what that is? H.A. Thompson and Sons.
You know, I just had them over, as a matter of fact, at my place.
Did you really? Oh, they're the best. service of mechanical equipment has always been the foundation of the company. And I mean, providing service to their customers. If there's construction activity going on, chances are there's an H.A. Thompson & Sons truck there. But back in the 50s, a New York advertising agency helped them secure the exclusive rights to advertise the company as the home of the little plumber. And that has stuck all these years later. And they're still known as the, but they do so much more. Over 1,000 buildings now have the benefit of the Link service from H.A. Thompson & Sons, which saves them money. So find out more at hatandsons.com. Call them at 701-223-3393. Shannon Dean is here. Shannon's from Bismarck. He's with Butler and the customer account manager in the ag department for Butler. How are you?
Good. Not the entire ag department, just of my customers.
Right there in Bismarck.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to see
everybody.
You.
I didn't know you had notes. You use notes. Not everything you say is total off the cuff.
Right. Yeah.
Thank goodness. And then you have this little gal here.
Crystal Lopez.
Yeah. Crystal.
Yep.
And the gentleman who is whisking people, your guests in and out.
Craig Bird. Yep.
Quite the support staff.
Yes.
I am impressed.
Are you? Yeah.
It's big time here.
So you thought it was just me kind of trying to, like, you know.
Yeah. I was impressed that way. I'm more impressed with your group of people you have and keeping you on track.
They're wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Crystal almost goes with me everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. There she's our sales and marketing coordinator. So she's.
Why? No, she's your coordinator.
Yeah, she
your
is.
Manager.
Yeah, she, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
She coordinates me. Yeah, exactly right.
No, well, thanks for coming, and I like your trailer you're set up in the Butler
technology trailer.
Yeah. And, you know, technology is such a huge part of what we do. I mean, it's crazy where that's at, and we have a group of people at Butler that's their job, what they do, and do a phenomenal job of it. You know, for me, I'm probably not the best with it, but we have such a great group of guys, and this is their trailer, and you kind of took it over.
I did, They actually offered this up for us today just to bring us out of the rain.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, you told me you got a weather report from some folks back near Bismarck.
Yeah, I did. My boss, actually, was coming this way from Bismarck and said it was kind of drizzling at Tappan and driving into some rain at Jamestown, and it was becoming more prominent as he headed this way, but unfortunate, all the work that goes into a show like this, and then you get rain, and normally you say when it rains in North Dakota, we need it, but, man, you know, one thing.
I think we're good.
Rain does make good hay.
Well, there you go.
Yep, that is a positive.
The hay is going to be a bumper crop.
The hay has been, but getting it put up right has been tough. There's a bunch of bales out there. I don't know how much of it was put up really good, but I know we, as Butler, did assist a lot of people with putting hay up the best that we could. Our Massey Ferguson display that we've got here with our Heston windrowers and tractors has been a big part of our business the last few years, and this summer has really shined when you've got small windows to get good stuff put up. I know we helped them immensely doing that. So
with Massey Ferguson, there's one of those brands that just kind of gives you a warm and fuzzy.
It is crazy how many times you hear people say, my grandpa had that, or my dad had, or we grew up on Massey tractors. And it's a big part of us. With Eggco owns Massey Ferguson, and it's a part of our product line that we brought in as Butler and have had for quite a few years. But it's a prominent part of our business now. Very, very nice, robust tractors. If you see the display, if you've been back over, buy them.
From tractors? What else are they known for?
Tractors. We've got the little garden tractors for people that have little rural acreage. You can put snowblowers on. You can make a big machine out of a smaller tractor. We've got them at all of our stores, Bismarck 2, all of them. And then you go up into our bigger tractors, and then Massey is the red color with the big self-propelled and pull-type windrowers where you cut, you know, whether disc or with a sickle. Disc has been huge for us. Cut and condition hay and balers. So full product line of the Massey.
Anything else that makes the windrower equipment stand out? Massey's windrower?
Well, you know, just our big thing, it's been an unbelievable product for us, for me in Central North Dakota. It's been kind of a mainstay of our business here. A few years ago, Heston streamlined their cutter bar. That's the part that goes down to cut the grass, and it's called a razor bar, so it's the narrowest cutting, which puts you down in the grass. We cut very nice without having to pitch your head down and expose your your knives into the possible rock and the ground and stuff. So that's been huge. The conditioning, robust fuel efficiency. It's been an unbelievable product for us, and we've got them and more on order for fall.
All right, well, come see Shannon Dean and his crew in
all of us, yeah.
At Butler, the entire team at Butler, at any of their locations. Thanks, Shannon. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Enjoyed it, and we're going to keep cranking here at Big Iron for a few hours and tough it out. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The most productive combines in the world just became the most affordable. Harvest this fall with a used Gleaner combine from Butler Machinery and save with super low financing. You'll get 2.5% financing for 60 months on a used Gleaner combine. And that's not all. You'll get the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance with the grain-saving, fuel-efficient features of the Gleaner. Check out the used Gleaner combines online now at ButlerMachinery.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.